For 40 years, Republican Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska has been a fixture in the United States Senate. Today, in a courtroom here in Washington, jury selection begins in a trial that could bring that to an end. Stevens is charged with lying on his financial disclosure forms, but the charges are related to a serious corruption probe in Alaska, and that's made it a major issue in Stevens' tight reelection campaign. Libby Casey of the Alaska Public Radio Network has details.
Senator Ted Stevens is facing a high-profile trial, the threat of prison, and the toughest political battle of his life. But the 84-year-old hasn't slowed down. Last week, he marched through the Capitol in sneakers and a stylish suit, leading his staff at a pace hard to keep up with and talking nonstop about Congress.
There's no chance on the floor for legislation like this because it does deal with increasing expenditures.
After four decades, Stevens is a legend in the Senate and back home.
He's been the chief architect of renovation, modernization of Alaska.
Political science professor Jerry Macbeth at the University of Alaska Fairbanks says most Alaskans praise their senator for the billions of dollars he sent north.
But many Alaskans, probably a majority, are going to be focusing on the trial and attempting to figure out whether he did or did not engage in illegal and unethical activities.
Stevens is not on trial for bribery, but for not reporting on his Senate financial statements more than $250,000 in gifts from oil services company Vico. It's a dangerous connection. Vico employees are at the center of a corruption investigation that's led to nearly a dozen guilty pleas, convictions, and charges. But in early August, just days after the indictment, Stevens told NPR that he's confident he'll beat the charges.
This is a strange development, but I know I'm innocent, so I'm not worried.
Since then, Stevens' defense team has tried repeatedly to have the case thrown out or moved to Alaska. They failed on both counts. Whether the case boils down to a paperwork error or a symptom of corruption depends on where you sit in the courtroom. But the trial is not only about Stevens' freedom. It threatens to derail his bid for re-election.
It's more than just the FBI raid on Ted Stevens' house and his indictment.
Democrats are hitting Stevens hard in TV ads. Their candidate, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, is closer to unseating Stevens than any Democrat has ever been.
Stevens once used his power for Alaska. Now he uses his power for himself. Ted Stevens, it's not about Alaska anymore.
Political scientist Jerry Macbeth says no matter what the verdict, a day has come that many Alaskans never thought they'd see, the potential downfall of Uncle Ted.
The ordinary assumption was that he would be reelected in 2008 and he would serve in the Senate until he decided to leave or until God's hand removed him from his position of power.
Now it's up to a jury and court to decide Stevens' fate, and in 6 weeks, it will be Alaskans' turn to show at the ballot box what they think about Senator Stevens. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Washington.